the German authorities on Crete and said that Kuiper had been captured by a British raiding force and taken off the island. The letter was ceremonially sealed with red wax and signet rings and included a jaunty postscript. "We are very sorry to have to leave this beautiful motor car behind." Something didn't add up. The general must have been grabbed after he left the city, but his car was found only a 20-minute drive away. So, within that brief window, these mystery men had executed an ambush, disarmed and subdued two prisoners, smoked a pack of cigarettes, shared some snacks, lost a hat, melted wax, and what else? Browsed a paperback? Was this an abduction or a family vacation? Plus, that stretch of coast was floodlit by Klieg lights and patrolled by planes. Why would seasoned commandos choose the most exposed part of the island as their extraction point? From that beach, their escape boat would have to head north into hundreds of miles of German-occupied waters, making them sitting ducks as soon as the sun came up. Whoever did this was trying very hard to look very British, very cool, and under control. But the butcher wasn't buying it. He was in the